as someone who has always been very sensitive to picking up on what I refer to, the only, this may not be the only way to describe this, but what I speak of is I pick up on certain vibes that I get from people. There's just very subtle signals that I get from people in my interactions with them, and it is only some part of the time, only sometimes, especially with people that I've known for longer periods of time, where I definitely sense at times that I am finding myself dealing with someone who for some reason or the other seems rather distant, is the way I would put this. It just doesn't feel like it doesn't feel like the line of communication is as solid as it sometimes has been. And I find myself sometimes seeing different behaviors, and sometimes it's very, very subtle. It's not anything outward, so to speak. It's not anything I can point to and say that, you know, because of this concrete reason that I feel like there's something different about my relationship with other people. And it has happened several times over the past couple of months. And these are people that I have known for decades, for many, many years, in some cases, not quite as long. And I always find that the same thing happens. It's, you know, the situations are always a little bit different. It's never quite the same way twice. But I find myself noticing that it seems like someone is just a little bit different in their energy level, in the way, and it's just sometimes it's subtle, it's body language. It's very seldom ever something that I can point to anything concrete. And because of this, the only thing that has ever helped me to be able to cope with my own reactions to finding myself in a situation where for some reason I feel like I feel like this person isn't as close to me as they once were, or that they're not as interested in continuing to have a relationship or to continue the same line of communication. And as someone who has always overthought things like this, and that's not said with any judgment against myself, it's not saying that there's anything wrong with me. I find that for me, this has been very much of the human experience, in that I interact with other people, I experience different reactions from people, both conscious and unconscious. Certain words are said, there could be multiple meanings to any of this unconscious behavior or these vibes that I pick up on, so to speak. I also am very open to the possibility that what I think may be happening may not be happening at all. I somehow have convinced myself that this person somehow has become distant to me, and that somehow we're just not really communicating the way that we once were. It is very, very possible. And the only reason I can say this, and I can say it with a smile on my face and without taking it seriously, is that one of the most important benefits of mindfulness practice, and it took me years to recognize this, is that in my interactions with other people, I always believed before I started this practice that it was something that I did or something that I didn't do, something that I should have done but didn't. And it's so unbelievably, debilitatingly complicated, and the analysis that can result from this in me turning all this stuff over in my mind and thinking about this stuff and overthinking about it. It is very likely, and this is something that occurred to me many years ago after I had started practicing mindfulness, was, and this is one of my favorite mantras, maybe it's just me. Maybe it is very possible, and I'm always willing to say that, and it is one of the most healing mantras that I've ever spoken, is that even though it's not a formal one, it is just that, you know, reminding myself that this may all be in my head. I may, for whatever reason, find myself in a situation where I simply have convinced myself that something has happened. I've convinced myself that someone feels differently about me, towards me, whatever the case may be. And once I get into a situation where I am very busy thinking that, then I am believing it. And I am, and somehow in my head, I've decided that there's a reason for it, that I know what that reason is. And all of this, every bit of it, may not be true at all. There literally may be absolutely nothing to it. And I know that in terms of how other people feel, unless they express to me that they are feeling distant from me, that they feel like that we're not communicating in the way that we once were, unless someone explicitly says that to me. And I do recognize that that's not always going to be the case. I know that I certainly at times have hesitancy, that I have some reservations if I do feel differently about someone, that I don't always necessarily know whether it is appropriate or safe to actually speak to that. And I recognize that it is very possible that other people feel the same way. And I say all these things because there is this sense that all of this is going on in my head. This is all speculation. This is all something that I think has happened and I can't read people's minds. There's no way for me to know what people are thinking. And there's nothing that I can do to make myself not think these thoughts or try to convince myself not to feel that something has changed or to feel that something is different. The only thing I've ever been able to do has been to just simply recognize that I am thinking about it. I have thoughts about it. I am making judgments about what it is that I think is happening and whether I think that it's my fault or whether I think that it's someone else's fault. All of this energy, all of this time that I am investing in providing this narrative to myself about what I think has happened really does not lead me to the present moment. And I find that as with being a human being, that instead of getting caught up in all of my thoughts, I may somehow sense that someone feels differently about me. I may sense that something has changed, but I really can't know if that's really the truth or not. And I really can't even know for sure why I feel like I'm sensing that from someone. I spent a lot of years trying to, quote unquote, get to the bottom of that. I tried to actually try to figure out why I felt these particular vibes that I was getting from someone. And, you know, and then thinking about the possibility that maybe it's all in my head. And so then I would spend a lot of time analyzing this and trying to figure out if it was just my perspective. Was it really them? Is it really me? And none of it really seemed to alleviate the challenge that I was creating for myself. None of it, whether I was busy trying to figure out whether it was them or whether it was me, on a certain level, at a certain level, it got to a place where it no longer mattered anymore. It simply wasn't worth all of the machinations that I was putting my mind through, all of the analysis, all of the looking for clues, trying to solve this mystery about the person in front of me seeming to feel a different way about me or about whatever connection I had with them, or speculating about what it was that I did or didn't do. And that I simply got to a place of not knowing and not needing to know. Now, I will say that that is not always the way it is. I will catch myself at times wanting to know. I feel something. I feel a certain vibe from someone, and I do want to know what that is. Well, you know, what is it? What is it? You know, what's going on with them and what's going on with me? So I at least have become open, and this is only through this practice of mindfulness that I have been open to the very distinct possibility that this is not them, but it is actually me. And if I can just recognize that it may be one of those, it may be me, it may be them, or it may be both of us, that once I can step back from this, there is this very healing place that I can find myself in where I don't really need to know. And how can I ever really know anyway? I can't even really know for sure if it's me. I can try to flesh that out, but I found that what I end up doing is getting so wrapped up in trying to get to the bottom of something. And once I know, it doesn't really change anything at all. It doesn't really, it's really like if it is a victory, it is a hollow victory of sorts. And it is only when I can recognize that all I need to do is just simply be aware of the fact that I am having thoughts about this. All I really have to do is to just simply be aware that I've begun to pay attention to something that may or may not be actually happening. And I can do that in a way where I give myself some room and I give myself some space to just simply feel whatever I'm feeling and to be able to think whatever it is that I'm thinking. And if I am reacting in a certain way, to just simply recognize that I'm reacting to it. And when I no longer have to be busy being the person analyzing the situation, trying to really figure out whether it's my imagination, whether it's just me, maybe I'm having an off day, I'll never really know. And I know it's so tempting as a human being to want to know, to figure out if there is something, you know, really happening with someone that is happening underneath the surface, so to speak. And I would find myself in a lot of cases feeling very out of kilter, out of place, when it suddenly felt like things were different with someone and I couldn't figure out why that was the case. I know this much. I can't speak for anyone else, but I know as a human being, there are times when I am different, when I react to people differently, when I respond to people differently than maybe I normally habitually do. And to be able to appreciate that all of us, and I can't speak for anyone else for sure, but I just know as a human being who has interacted with a lot of other human beings over the past 58 years, that there are subtle changes in people's energy. There are subtle changes in people's level of interest in whatever line of communication that they have with other people. And it's something that I really can't know. All I can do is be open to the fact that this is part of the human experience. It's not always going to feel a certain way with someone as it did 5 minutes ago, 10 minutes ago, a year ago, 10 years ago, that we are all, and there again, I can't speak to this with any certainty, but that we are all going through whatever journey we are going through, that we are, you know, changing energetically, changing physiologically, all of our life situations are changing. So it's no wonder that it's almost as if I'm living in the present moment and if I'm being with people, that I can actually be with them. I know maybe as strange as it sounds is that I can be with them without really living in any kind of psychological memory of who I think they are. Now, I'm not trying to be in denial. I'm not trying to pretend that I don't know this person or that I haven't had a relationship with them of some sort. But at the same time, what I can do is simply kind of like very similar to Zen practice. I can simply meet whatever it is, however it is, in each and every moment, without needing to think about it, without needing to analyze it, without even needing to come to any conclusions about what I think is going on with somebody, because there may be nothing going on. It may be me, but I'll never be able to know that for sure. And if I can just simply be whoever I am, however I am, and simply be in each and every moment as it unfolds with other people, without needing to think about it, with just simply meeting them wherever they are, wherever I am, however they are, that I really can actually be in a place where it's not so difficult, it's not so challenging, where I can actually enjoy my interactions with people without burdening myself with any expectations for them or with any sort of living in a certain memory of how I think they normally are, so to speak. I can just simply be with people and recognize that in each and every moment it is different. It feels different. And my mind is going to do whatever it does, but it doesn't mean that I have to believe it. I don't have to believe everything that I'm thinking about what I'm feeling in my interactions with other people, even when it feels weird, even when it feels like somehow the dynamic has changed. I don't need to know, really. And I know that it's easy to say that, but it is quite different in practice to get to a place where I keep catching myself, because I'm human, I keep thinking over and over again. I notice things. There's a habitual way of reacting and responding to getting different vibes from people. And if I can just recognize that I'm doing it again and that I'm starting to go down that path, I'm going down that rabbit hole of thinking and overthinking and judging myself and or them, that I can simply just enjoy this dance of being human, however it feels, however different it is from the last time and the time before that and the time before that, and really just enjoy my interactions with people without needing me to be any certain person or needing them to be any certain person, and really to be open to the fact that people who I think, if I'm busy caught up in my thoughts about who I think they are, then it is a situation where I can't really know who they really are, because I'm living in my own head, in my own projections about who they are. And I know that it is much easier to go out in the world and be around people and communicate with people and be vulnerable with people if I can simply let them be who they are, however it feels, no matter whether I am reacting to or thinking about how it feels to interact with them, and just simply let whatever is going to happen. Easier said than done, and it's really not complicated for me. I have found that all I have to do is continue to practice mindfulness, continue to pay attention to my mind, and just to recognize when I am being human, when I'm starting to overthink things, when I'm starting to develop beliefs based on what I'm thinking about what I'm feeling, and deciding that I know what's going on with them or what's going on with me and what has changed and what I've done or haven't done. All that can really, I can't make it go away. I'm not trying to make it go away. I can simply sit back and just enjoy that is part of the human experience. I don't have to take it seriously. And it really does make interacting with people and being with people and opening up my heart to people and opening up my mind to people, it makes it so much easier to do this if I can just allow myself to get out of my own way. And I don't have to force anything. I don't have to try to stop thinking. I don't have to try to stop reacting. I can just simply be who I am, however I am, with other people, however they are, whoever they are, and recognizing that it changes from moment to moment.